Well, we're very happy to have everyone here.
很高兴大家一起来敬拜神。
It wouldn't seem right if you weren't here.
那如果你不来的话才怪呢。
You say, how do we know God keeps count?
那神知道啊，神知道谁来谁没有来。
We sort of keep count too.
Yeah, 我们也有在点名。
When you see him walking up and down, you see he's keeping count.
我们很高兴看到每一个啊在这里啊，每一位在这里。
This morning as we worship together, I feel very real that God is here with us.
今天早上我特别的领受到神很真实的跟我们在一起。
And as one that proclaims the gospel, that means so much to me.
那对我们这个来宣告我们的福音这件事情呢是很重要的，就说神在这里是很重要的。
I have no power beyond proclaiming.
那我身为一个讲道人，我没有能力可以宣告什么。
It's the Holy Spirit that does the work in our hearts.
是圣灵在我们的心里面做工运行。
So when I sense that He's here, I sense, thank the Lord, He's here.
所以呢，当我很确定他在这里，对我这个讲道人是很高兴，而且呢，我真的确定他在这里。
Now I reckon one of the greatest problems in the Christian's life.Is that of keeping faith?
那我知道在基督徒的整个人生里面有一个很难的就是呢我们如何持守我们的信心。
You see, faith is that thing that God expects out of us if we want to please Him and if we want to receive from Him.
如果我们想要讨神的喜悦，如果我们想要蒙神的赏赐的话，那么信心是不能缺少的，而且是神所期待的。
Now you see our service that we do for God, He keeps a record of that.
那我们在服侍神所做的，当然神都会记下来，他知道。
A far different record than what we keep, I think, sometimes.
那有时候是我们超过我们想象的哈，他能够很细节的记得我们做什么。
Because He doesn't look at the activity of what we do, but He looks at the motive in our heart.
而且他所记下来的不是我们在记的哈，他不是我们的量，我们做了什么，而是他在记的是我们那个每一件事我们所做的，我们的动机。
He actually said,
看我们的心。
If you give a cup of cold water to a prophet,
所以有这样的话，圣经有这样的话说，如果你给一个先知一杯冷的水，凉水。
You will receive a prophet's reward.
那你的领你的那个奖赏跟那个先知是一样的奖赏。
Now, as I said, all of our work and all of our doing for God, He keeps a record of.
所以意思是说呢，神会记下来的，你所做的，你心里为他所做的。
And then in Scripture, He opens up what He does with those things.
然后他也让我们看到他的圣经里面很清楚的告诉我们他是怎么做。
He said, when we get home, He's going to take all of our works.Everything that's been recorded, he's going to put it down and try it by fire.
那他告诉我们怎么来，好像做一个评估哈，一个考试最后的评估哈，就是到时候了，然后他把我们所有对我们的记录呢，要经过好像火烧一样，然后把它经过火出来之后的结果就是我们的这个成绩。
And that fire is going to try the motives of our heart that we've done the work for God.
那这个火烧，这个火代表什么呢？代表呢，要来烧看看我们这个动机能不能站得站不住脚。
Now many of those works we have done to try to get to heaven.
Go on.
But you see what God says is.That those works won't matter a bit.
我们刚才讲到或想到说我们所做的这一切，我们以为这个对我们上天堂很重要，
Because the only way
对神却不是的。
Is by the blood of Jesus Christ.
因为我们
apply to our hearts with sin forgiven.
去神那里唯一的凭据是我们相信耶稣，我的罪得到赦免了，是耶稣的宝血。
So you see, it isn't our works.
所以不是我们做了什么。
He wants them. He knows that when something's in our heart, we will work for Him. But He says it's our faith.
当然，他要我们热心地服侍他，所以他才要去看我们的动机。
He said, "Without that faith, I can do nothing for you."
但是他要的是我们的信心。
Oh, you say, Sister Schwartz, we can. You're sort of off base there. God, no, that's His word. That's not mine.
那这里呢有一个诠释，就是说，如果没有信心，神是不能做的。
Now,
那你说这个怎么这样讲呢？
Many ways to work their way into heaven.
人总是想要自己找路，用方法想要让自己上天堂。
Even tell us it's baptism that'll, if we're not baptized, we won't go to heaven.
所以用很多方法，比如说呢，你如果没有用泡在水里面，你就不能上天堂。
But that's not true.
这个不是圣经的话。
He said, without faith.
人非有信。
So therefore, you and I have to understand. 信是绝对的。Lord, I have to have faith in you.
所以呢，你只要记得，而且一定要记得，我一定要对主有信心，而且只要有信心。
He went on to tell us that this faith is not a blind faith.
那这种信心并不是盲信。
You know, that's what I pretty well thought most of my life.
那对我来讲呢，我的前面一段时间呢，有点类似这样。
Lord, I believe you, I believe you. But you know, I would almost, on the other hand, I would think, well, I wonder if he's going to do it.
我的情况是这样啊，我会跟神说，主啊，我相信你，所以我跟你求这个。
I know none of you are like that.
可是呢，眼睛一张开的时候呢，就怀疑说，神真的会做吗？你们有这样的情况吗？还是只有我？
Now, I had a faith that my sins were forgiven.
我的罪已经被赦免，我确定。
This is a faith that the Holy Spirit gives us to reach out to Jesus.
那这个是圣灵给我们的确据，我们他带我们去亲近主，那我们有确据。
And sometimes I think that's why we hear so much about Jesus and His love. Jesus, and it is, He is love. He's everything that people say. But we have to realize that there is one that is the, what shall I say, is the great one.That even Jesus prayed to, that Jesus kept in contact with, and that's the Father.
那我们一直在讲主耶稣给我们的爱，主耶稣给我们的恩典，我们很感恩哈。那我们不要忘记，主自己本身在世上时候，向着他的父亲的这种依靠顺服，也是我们要跟他学的。我们还有一位这位大父亲，天上的父亲。
You see, so we have to recognize that. Well, if it's not blind faith.I haven't seen him, I haven't heard him, and I haven't touched him. Then why isn't it called blind faith?
那如果说这个不是盲信，看不见摸不着啊，那这个不叫盲信，叫什么呢？
You see, it was Peter who sort of made it plain to us.
那彼得讲得很清楚。
One time he wrote in his word, telling the people, he said, "I was an eyewitness to the majesty of Christ."
在彼得后书第一章十六节以后那里他提到说我曾经是一个见证人亲眼看过耶稣的见过耶稣的见证人
Even on the Mount of Transfiguration,
亲眼体验过耶稣在山上的那个荣光的见证人
Peter
彼得就在那里
Peter felt him.
彼得在那里感受到整个
He talked with him.
他还跟耶稣同感而且呢跟他同讲话跟他一起讲话
Now, Wouldn't that be wonderful?
哦、好棒啊、哦、这种经验好棒啊。
There'd be no blind faith in that, would it?
那这个就没有盲信的对不对这就有凭据了因为我看到了我体会到了。
But in that same verses in the word of God, this is what Peter said. We did, we saw him. And I might say to him, well then Peter, you see, you can have a greater faith than me.
那如果到这里或许我们可以跟彼得说彼得啊你看你有这种条件你看了耶稣你体会他了那你的信心一定很好
I don't.
你有这种很真实的经验我没有
So why would God expect it of us?
那神怎么期待我有这种信心呢
Well, Peter tells us.
那彼得接下去讲的
We also have a more sure word of the foreknowledge of what God will do.
彼得后书的第一章第十八节他讲到前面的经验之后讲到我们十九节我们并有先知更确的预言就是神的话语。
We call it prophecy.
我们讲到这个先知预言。
But it's really foreknowledge.
所谓的先知预言就是一个预先知道的一个知识预告。
God spoke to Isaiah about this.
那神对以赛亚也这样提过。
He said, remembering the former things of old, for I am God.And there is none else like me.
在这里啊，以赛亚46章，神高叫以赛亚写下来说，你们要追念上古的事情，我是神，没有人像我的。
Now you see, this is what all the gods proclaim to those who worship them.
这个是神在对那些敬拜他的人的做一个宣告。
Allah alone, He is the great one.
他是要跟他们讲说，没有别的神，只有我是伟大的神。那不管他们拜什么神明，没有人像我的，没有神像我的。
But I want you to see that God qualifies His greatness.
所以这里神宣告说，我是那个伟大的神。
He said, "I declare the end from the beginning."
那彼得在这里提到的说，这个先知的预告。
You can go to any holy book you want, and you will not find a God that can do that.
以赛亚46章第十节，神自己说，我从起初的指明末后的事情，从古时言明未成的事情，有哪一本经书告诉我们末后的事情呢？
And from ancient times, the early times, he said, the things that are not yet done, but I will tell you about.
还没有成的事情，从以前就告诉我们了。
My counsel shall stand.
那我所筹算的一定立定，46章。
That's a tremendous declaration.
这个是一个非常确定的一个宣布。
So we see then that our God has declared something that no other God has ever declared.
神已经跟我们宣告了哈，没有别的人在敬拜的那些神明。
But you see, I can declare something.
只有神可以这样子预告。
I can declare that I'm the most beautiful woman in this world.
当然我也可以跟你告诉你说我是世上最美的女人。
Would that make me beautiful?
那会让我美吗？
No.
不会啊。我希望这样，可是并没有。
You might declare I'm the richest one in the room.
或许你说呢，我在这里可能是最有钱的人。
You may not have two pennies to rub together.
但是呢，可能不是这样子。
So we can make declarations.
那我们可以有这种所谓的好像装饰一样。
Have to be backed up.
但是呢，这些后面真实吗？
He said, "Behold, the former things are come to pass, and the new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you."
接下来神再继续说哈，48章以赛亚第三节说，主说早先的事从古时说明。
In other words, he's declaring,Not only can I tell things and foreknowledge and bring these things out, but I'm going to tell you about it.
那他后来提到说呢，我就是要告诉你，不但是我筹划这些事会应验，而且我还要让你知道。
And that you means from Adam until the last one is born.
这个所要告诉的对象是从他所造的亚当开始，一直到最后世界的结束。
So then we have to say, okay, Lord, you declared.
好，我们说好，神啊，你已经宣告了，没错。
Now show us how you did.
那
how
你
you do this.
那你把你的这个你宣告的事情呢，来让我们看一下，验证一下。
One-fourth of the Bible is things that God has declared, and most of them have come true already.
圣经里面已经有四分之一的预言已经成就了，
All down through history.
已经实现了。
That declaration of God that is resounded throughout eternity, He has kept His word.
所以从他一开始到最后，我们进入永恒，所有他所宣告的话，每一句都是真的，而且已经很多实现了。
Moses, he said, "Now Moses, you're going to take these people out."
他说：“摩西，你要把这群人领出去。”
Well, let me tell you about them.
但是我要告诉你以后的事情。
He said they're going to live a while on this land.
他们或许在这个迦南地会住一段时间很久。
And then they're going to turn to other gods.
但是问题是他们以后会背离我，转向别的神。
And he said one day I'm going to cast them out around the world.
之后我要把他们赶出去，而且呢四散在世界的各角落。
But I'll bring them back.
但是我告诉你，我会把他们再带回来。
That was written in Moses' day.
这个是摩西带着以色列人从埃及出来，还没有进到迦南时候，神就已经讲了《生命记》。
Pretty long time ago.
这是很久很久以前了。
But in 1948,
1948年
，Israel came back to their land.
以色列人回到他们自己的国家、自己的土地。
A lot of other promises.
那时候还没有国家，回到自己的土地。这个事情已经应验。
Let me take just a small thing.
一个小事情来讲。
We've been studying Ezekiel.
我们啊，在我以前我跟你讲到以西结书。
Now Ezekiel is quite a chap, is quite a book. Let me tell you.
那以西结是很特别的一卷啊，一书信，不是书信，就是先知书。
God chose a man, made him hard-headed.
神选了以西结。
So that nobody can hurt you or bother you.
让以西结非常的啊。可以说刚强哈，没有人可以伤害他。
Because he was going to have to go through many object lessons,
因为
to show the children of Israel why they were sent out of their nation by taken out by Nebuchadnezzar.
因为他不但要宣告这个预言，他还要自己演练神要发生什么事，他自己要身历其境的演练给以色列人看。所以这个人要很刚强，而且很愿意的。
Nebuchadnezzar came on the very first time.And he gathered out the prince and those wise, those young men that he could train. He took them the first time to battle.
尼布甲尼撒王来到这个啊、以色列人的地方呢，他先把这个贵族那些哈很好很优越的这一群人呢，先把他带走抓走。
He came back the second time. He took the priest and many others out during that time and took them back. He took out the carpenters, those that were really the type.That could produce for him. He took them out.
他带这些人是对他的国家有益的，所以他第二次就带这些啊殿里面的祭司啊，还有这些工匠。
One of them was Ezekiel.
那其中一个被抓的就是以西结，是其中的一个。
God chose him for a hard thing to do.
神特别命定选择他要做一件很艰难的使命，他愿意。
He kept trying to tell them that.We're all going to be in Babylon. This Israel's going to be destroyed.
他一方面要预告，要警告他跟他的百姓说，我们会被毁灭，我们会遭很多的灾祸。
And then finally, he gets down to a place where they say to him, "Well, God's not going to do that."
但是呢，讲了很久，他们仍会说。没有啊
too good to us.
神对我们很好啊他慈爱永远长存怎么会做这种事呢
You see, he's not going to do that to us.
All
the warnings they had, all the things, it was chapter after chapter.
不管有多少的篇章在警告以色列人他们就是不相信神会这样子对待他们
Their answer was, God won't do that.
他们的想法就是说神不会这样子的啦自己这样想
But in 7 years,
七年之后
God,
神就应验了他所讲的。
The destruction of the temple,
完全
of Jerusalem, the people were some of them were scattered, some were just left because they were the weaker ones.
那以色列啊，这个耶路撒冷的殿就被毁了，完全被毁了。然后人呢，就是流亡的流亡哈，杀的被杀。
You see, when God says it.It may take time because He's got His plan. He's working.
记得神所说的话。
He's going,
都会应验
He's going to do that.
但是我们会觉得有一段时间我们要知道有一段时间
There are hundreds of examples in God's word where he declared and it happened just like he said.
有多少百的这样的例子他讲了然后就实现了
Now I can't go into I don't want to go into that any further but I want
我不要再进入这个
that our God declared that I can prove to you that I am God and I prove it because what I do I will tell you ahead of time and when it happens you'll say that's my God
那我是要告诉你说神自己宣告神自己证明一开始他讲说我们不是盲信神就自己证明给你看我所说的就实现了所以我们的信心不是盲信
the greatestDesire of my heart, and I told the group at the retreat, the greatest desire of my heart is to see that everyone leaves our church believing in God.
在我们这几天的过去这几天的退休会，我们的长
职部
长退休会，我最后交代我们的同工说
，Until it becomes a deep conviction, I know He's God.
我希望每一个人来过这个教会
，He's proven Himself.
走出去的人没有一个不信神的
I have promised to you, I will do it.
因为神自己已经印证他自己我们不是抓不到的
When Jesus looked at his disciples and said, I'm coming back.
耶稣已经讲过了，我要再回来。那我为你去预备地方，现在我要再回来，同样的在预告。
Man says, I don't care what science says, I don't care what logic says, he is coming back.
不管人怎么想，不管逻辑怎么样的不合理，但是我知道他说了就做。
Through the ages of man that what I say,It will happen.
他说要回来就回来，从古时到现在，他说的话没有一句不应验的。
That's why when we think, well, faith, do I have enough faith to believe that?
我们或许反问过来说，那我自己有这种信心可以相信神所说的话吗？
This is where, if you don't, we need to say, God, I want to know you.
如果你不确定，首先你说神啊，让我更认识你。
I want to know you.
我真的要认识你。
Now one man, I think it was Matthew Henry, he wrote that I used to be, and he's a great writer, I mean, he wrote a commentary that no one else mm-hmm. probably has written as much, or maybe they have, but he was a great commentary.
有一个很有名的作者，圣经作者。
He said, I used to pray and I think, okay, God, you're going to do it, you're going to do it, you know, I'm holding on, Lord, I'm He said, then I learned something.He said that when I took up the word of God and began to read it, and he said, then, and I saw, I guess he meant he saw how God moved through the ages. He said, then my faith began to rise.
这个作者呢，曾经这样子表白说呢，他用想要寻求信心，或想用信心寻求什么，甚至一直求，一直求。可是呢，他发现呢，到最后他能够真的有确据的是，当他打开神的话，看了神的话，怎么样神宣告，然后应验的过程，他说这个时候我的信心就站稳了。
You see, when we get into the Word of God and really begin to read it, not just because it's a discipline, not just because I have to read three verses a day.Maybe you'll read three chapters a day. Maybe you'll read three verses and it'll begin to speak to your heart.
不管你每一天要念圣经的方法是什么，你念几节或念几章，没有关系。但是最重要的是，你念了之后，那个话要对你的心说话，那个神的话。
He said the word is living word.
因为这个话是活的话。
I know what it is.
那我自己知道。
I didn't for
a long time. 这是活的话。
But I know now when I pick up the word of God and I begin to read it and I begin to sense the truth and the reality of it and my heart begins to get full. That's my God.
也不过很久啊，不是很久啊，以前呢、啊、就
Never lost
最近我在看某一段圣经，然后就很清楚的，好像把我的心窍打开了。
You say why? Then why can't people really believe?
那为什么到底为什么我们不能信呢？
Why can't they accept these things?
为什么我们不能去接受神的话所说的呢？
Because we have, God has a great enemy.
因为我们有看不见的这个很大的这个敌对我们的。
An angel in heaven, an archangel, one of the greatest of all of them who decided I could be like God.
曾经一个神所创造的很有能力的天使长，他开始想要当神，串神的位置。
And as he dwelt on that,
然后他就一直这样希望。
No doubt it became a compulsion to him.
那对他讲，就他一个野心啊。
And he really believed it.
那他以为自己就是可以像神。
And he took a third of the angels and convinced them.
而且他还带着他所在用的这个三分之一的全部神创造三分之一的天使跟着他。
Now, if you hate someone,
说服他们,
if you hate someone,
如果你恨哪一个人,
how can you best hurt them?
那你想报复的话, 你用什么方法报复他?
Maybe you can't touch them.
你又动不了他,
but if you can touch something,
你无可奈何, 就像说这个魔鬼,
you can take something,
对神无可奈何。但是呢, 有一个方法就是我可以去动他所爱的, 来伤他。
God from the foundation of the world so loved this world.
一开始神就爱我们，爱这个世界。
To make a place,
因为他自己的计划。
Those that were made in His image are His children.
预备一个地方给那用他的形象造出来的人来住。
Don't think God was new at this. God had created millions of angels, archangels,
创造对神这不是第一次
all kinds of angels,
他已经先创造很多天使
because God had a kingdom.
那记得神是一个国度哈，不要以为就只有那么小小的我们，这不是，它是一个国度。
One king, is that all it is?
国度有王，不是只有一个王。
A kingdom is a great domain.
那这个国度里面有很多很大的这个啊范围跟结构。
All of these he made.
那他已经造很多像天使一样，但是那些都没有神的形象。
And it seemed like in the heart of God, he decided, I want to make man, or I want to make in my image.
这个时候神心里面有一个意愿，说我要用我的形象像我的。
Now you have to understand there is a spiritual world.
那我们要理解是有这个
灵
的这个领域，不管科学家相不相信。
There is something beyond us that's far greater than this world.
是我们所不能看见、所不能了解的，就是天上地下的这个整个的领域。
And in his hatred of God, where did he put his fury on man?
那所以呢，这个要报复的这个魔鬼呢，他就想要在这个神所爱的，按着神形象造的这个人来下手。
And we know the story of what happened to man. We failed.
我们都知道人失败了。
We sort of got that idea like Satan. Satan came and he said, "He knows you'll be like God."
因为他用了一个非常有用、对人很有用方法，你会像神哦，像神那么的聪明哦。
It worked on Satan and it works on man.
那因为那个。魔鬼撒旦的他心里的希望就把他种到人的心里面去了，人好像也有这种希望。
Thus we have an enemy.
这是我们的敌方。
And this enemy is out to get anyone and everyone he can.
他有一个使命，要把所有神所爱的带离开神。
Now you say, why doesn't people believe in God? He shows himself here. He showed himself throughout creation.Because Satan has blinded their mind.
有那么多的证据，有那么多的啊，让我们可以相信的。可是人还不信，为什么？因为圣经说，我们已经人已经被蒙蔽了。
And every one of you that don't believe in God, your mind is blinded.
如果这个时候你还是没有办法相信有神的话，那么我们的眼睛是蒙蔽，就是好像被。盖起来看不清楚了。
Maybe you're blinded from your culture or from that when they said that there is no God in China.
有时候是我们的从小的环境，比如说无神论。
Maybe use that to blind you.
那用各种我们的啊这个环境呢，来让我们被遮蔽起来，看不到。
Maybe it's used evolution to blind you.
或许这个进化论成为一个盖到我们眼睛的一个理论。
Maybe Satan uses logic.To blind you.
有时候用逻辑思考，特别是我们的有限的逻辑思考，来挡住你的视线。
That he has blinded the minds of the children of this world.
他实在是用一个遮蔽的方法，让很多人没有办法见到神。
But then, when we do accept Christ,
当你接受主之后，眼睛被揭开了之后。
You think he hates the unbelievers? He hates the child of God.
那对于这些信主的人，撒旦魔鬼就更憎恶了。
Paul knew. Paul had been in the battle. He had fought this thing. He said, "I needed the armor of God."
这个保罗深深的体会也认识到啊，所以他说我需要全副的军装。
I needed salvation.
我需要救恩。
I need truth.
我需要真理
I need righteousness.
我需要公义
I need my feet shod with the gospel.
我需要穿着这个福音的鞋子才会安全
But he said, the only thing I got to fight Satan with, that's me.
这些是保护但是我该怎么样来面对
It's the word of God, and this is where Jesus showed us how to use it.
那唯一的武器就是神的话耶稣也是这样用的
Satan came, he said, but God said,
那每一次
but it is written,
当耶稣被试探的时候每一次耶稣就说经上记着说一样的用圣经
and the only defense we have is prayer.
那我们呢还有一个很重要的一个防卫就是我们要祷告
We're not big enough nor strong enough in ourselves.
征战要用祷告。
That's why we have to read the Bible.
一方面我们实在是很软弱。
Not just to say, well, as a Christian, you need to read your Bible. You need it to keep yourself eternally safe.
所以为了要抵挡，要保持我们的安全，你一定要念圣经。
How does Satan work?
神的话是武器。
How does Satan work on us, friends?
那他怎么样
？To destroy our faith.
来啊，毁掉我们的信心呢
？David shows us how he does.
大卫说了。
One of the ways he does.
大卫说了。
You see, God had told David not to number the people.
曾经呢，神说，大卫。
Sort of like a commandment. I'm the God. Let him take care of it. But David, one day.
即使神给大卫有很大的权柄，可是他说，但是有一件事你不要做，不要去数人数。
Had a thought.
但圣经上说，好像。
And he thought.
撒旦给他了一个想法，激动他。
How large a group of people I'm ruling.
然后这个大卫呢就有一个想法说呢我想要来数一数到底我统管多少人。
But you know what the scripture says?
那圣经怎么讲
?And Satan stood up against Israel, and he provoked David to number Israel.
圣经说呢这个撒旦呢激动就是挑起他的心神说不要数他去数了。
You see, that thought came from Satan.
这种想法是
David wasn't even aware of it. Why? Because something in his heart was yearning to know something that God didn't want.
或许他心里面有一个想法，说我很想、很好奇，知道我到底手下有多少人。那就这个想法，魔鬼就激动他。
Instead of saying when that thought came, but God said no.
那神很清楚地说了，不要，不数。
He was determined to do it.
但是呢他却一定要去做。
Our mind is a gateway to our heart.
你知道吗这个思想这个脑筋的想法。
That's why he said, guard your mind carefully.
是你的心的一个门。
Because
就是进门的那个门。
Every thought you think is not your thought.
所以圣经说你要守住你的心胜过守一切。
Sometimes I've had thoughts that come in my mind that has startled me.
很多时候我有些想法我自己都觉得
很奇怪。And I said, oh Lord, you know, I don't mean that.
我怎么有这种想法我没有这个从来没有这种想法这个意思、啊。
You see, it talks about the darts of Satan.
那在魔鬼的话他是处在黑暗中的。
And these darts are small and they're aimed at us with all kinds of thoughts and ideas.
在这个黑暗里面的这些做法想法呢会好像一片黑暗一样会把我们盖住然后给我们很多这种黑暗里的想法。
You see, we open ourselves and allow those things to come in.
有时候我们没有守住。
We should be rebuking them.
如果我们没有去意识到，没有马上拒绝他的话，我们没有守住，他就很容易进来。我们马上就要跟他去拒绝。
I don't love my wife anymore.
有时候一个想法说，我已经不爱我的妻子了。
Now, that thought may have come from Satan.
那这种想法。一下过来有可能是从撒旦魔鬼来因为他要破坏嘛。
We're not getting along. We don't understand each other. But I chose her.
即使说我们有争吵我们有不一样的地方我们有一些矛盾可是是我甘心情愿娶她的。
So we come sometimes,
这些跟我爱不爱她没有关系的。
With thoughts to our minds.
所以这种想法一下子好像把我们放进来。
We need to rebuke and stop immediately.
你马上就要意识到然后呢就拒绝。
Man, you have a problem.
男弟兄们男人们那我们会被这个眼睛的看到的东西呢被挑起来
without even thinking sometimes you'll see a woman and something may begin to move in your heart that's when you do what Joseph did you get rid of it in your mind
就像约瑟一样当我们的眼睛
you dismiss it、
啊、因为眼睛的这样的看到的女人或怎么样美色或怎么样的时候挑起来的时候像约瑟一样赶快跑走
but our problem comes is when we keep thinking
问题是我们把它放进来想继续想一面想这个情欲这个欲望就出来了跟它就勾结了想法跟欲望最后就犯罪了
Now Jesus said to Peter because Jesus said I'm going to have to leave you but dear old courageous Peter said oh no Lord no you're not going to leave usYou know, I will protect you.
耶稣跟门徒说我要受死受难。彼得马上反应说因为他很爱主他说不行你怎么可以这样不行的我可以保护你的。
And Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan.
然后耶稣对彼得说，撒旦，
Thou art an offense to me.
你是抵挡我的。
You see, Peter was using human logic.
因为彼得用人性的自然逻辑想法。
And so it would see that Satan is involved in the thinking of Peter.
那这样的话，魔鬼就用人性的这个有限的想法，让来激动彼得。
Because Jesus didn't say get behind me, Peter. He said get behind me.
我们注意到，耶稣没有说彼得退去，他说撒旦退去。
Sometimes we go by our worldly knowledge and find ourselves in a ditch.
有时候呢，我们用我们自己的这种世界的想法呢，结果呢就让自己掉到一个坑里。
Because Satan has been there to lure us.To the worldly things, just a little of this.
魔鬼最喜欢这样，就是用
this won't hurt.
用这个
God won't care about that.
用那个没关系的啦，一点点神不在意的啦，而且大家都这样做。
What did he say, Satan? You want to hinder me?
这里耶稣说你要成为，你要绊我的脚，你要绊住我，所以退去。
Now sometimes we sit in church and we hear the word of God, and Jesus gave a parable about that. He said.That the word of God goes out.
圣经上也提到说
Which is like the seed that's planted.
圣经上也提到说呢好就好像一个比喻
And it's sown as the preacher proclaims, or as you hear a song, or as you read something, that's being proclaimed to your heart.
就像我们听到讲道听到诗歌里面的话让我们很感动
Satan comes immediately and takes away that.
然后圣经说撒旦会来就像一个鸟把那个种子咬走一样你很感动一下没有了
Suddenly you're distracted Suddenly you think I've got to go do this
被引开去做什么了重点就已经不在这个感动了
So that word is stolen out of our heart
被偷了心里面那个真道被偷了
Now this one is a little hard to understand But this is where Jesus healed a woman
那接下来这个例子呢比较难理解。
But he healed him on the Sabbath.
有一个妇女呢在这个安息的时候。
And right away, everyone was, the Pharisees were so upset.
被耶稣医治好了他的病。然后法利赛人犹太人在安息日做这个工他们是不准许的他们非常的不高兴。
And Jesus said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound,These 18 years to be loosened.
耶稣说这个被撒旦他捆绑了18年的妇人他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙难道我们不医治他吗不可怜他吗18年
Sisters, do you mean all sickness is from Satan? No.
前面是说耶稣医他的病那难道病都从撒旦来吗我不是这个意思
Sickness came from the fall.
这个啊、病呢是因为人
The flood alone brought the bacteria and the fungus
堕落之后
all those things that strikes our bodies.
人堕落之后这世界充满了咒诅之后
our bodies
病毒病菌就出现了
because of the way we eat or way we treat it,
然后我们的生活方式
become sick.
我们吃东西的内容
No, he's not saying.
制成我们有很多的这些病
God didn't, Jesus, the disciples didn't always heal.
那很多人生病也不见得都会被医治有些时候有些时候没有所以我的意思不是说所有的病是撒旦的作为或者是一个不对的想法是神罚我他说这个妇女被捆绑了她是被治病
By Satan.
耶稣却解释说他是被魔鬼捆绑了。
Now I want you to listen very carefully now. I don't want you to get mixed up.
我希望你不要误解，我能够了解清楚。
I think I said something I didn't. Now there's one thing that Satan does to sinful men. He can possess them.
那我这里要澄清一下，对于一个没有耶稣在里面的人呢，魔鬼是可以附身的，是可以进去的。
Now let me make it very clear. He cannot possess a child of God.
但是呢，如果你是耶稣基督所拯救的人，你是信耶稣的人，他是不可能进到你的里面，他会附你。那撒旦是会附一个实体的。
You say, how does he do that?
那怎么做呢
？We invite him in.
那我当人呢跟他有连结的时候，特别他用一个字眼说是邀请他进来的时候，比如说呢，你去算命。 你去做一些
wages,
啊，一些媒介，灵界的媒介。
We curse God.
我们呢咒诅神。
And Satan will.
亵渎神。那么这个时候呢，有一个入口，让魔鬼撒旦就进来了。
Now I don't think this woman was possessed because she said she's a child of Abraham.
那这里呢，我不认为这个啊妇女是被鬼附身。
But then there's another kind of thing that Satan does to us.
但是即使说魔鬼不会在神的儿女的里面，可是从外面也会攻击我们。
Obsesses us.
他会好像这样子来缠绊我们。
It's when we think about someone or something frequently, all the time, and it's a passion that's in us, but it comes frequently, but it's not normal.
那这个呢，是我们一直一直有一种想法也好，做法也好，然后经常的，就这样好像被这样的一个很不平常的一个想法或做法呢，把我们好像缠绊住了。
I actually see
你不自由了，意思是这样。
We can see the evil of our government.
那就像现在美国的整个的这种政治形态，我们可以看到。
They do not have a normal dislike.
你跟以前比较的话，你就发现这个已经很不正常的一个政治形态。
They go into rages.They are so mad that when you say his name, they blow up.
一个民主国家竟然有这么多的
They've been obsessed.
恼怒
by how they feel because they've gone over it and over in their heart until hate.
因为那个心里面那种恼恨那种
And Satan does.
不甘心呢，就这样子累积到个地步，反常了。跟美国的那个民主风度已经反常了。
Let me express another thing.
就像类似这样子。另外一个是压制你 OK 你还是回到刚才那个缠绊你
A man and a woman and a child A family
比如说有一个家庭
Breaks up
他们呢
The woman keeps the child
那这个妈妈带孩子
The man goes on with his life But he doesn't go on
这个爸爸就离开了
He hates that wife
但是呢这个离开的这个父亲非常恨他的妻子
He hates what she's taken from him
他很恨他的妻子呢，剥夺了这个孩子。
And then he becomes obsessed with it.
所以他现在呢，就
There is a constant hatred, the bitterness that turned to hate, and the hate that turns to murder.
苦毒恨就让他越来越缠绊他之后呢，就转向要谋杀。
So we see he comes.
所以他就提出行动，杀了他的妻子。
We read that in the news.
还有孩子，这个是新闻的报道。
Maybe it's a mother that killed, like the other day, killed her stepdaughter, foster daughter, whatever it was.
有时候妈妈会啊杀死一些养女啊。
And Satan will let us become obsessed with things until there's hatred, and if we're not careful, it might manifest itself in another way.
像这些就是一直滋生，一直多，一直多，然后让你好像整个人就被缠在这个想法里面，一直到魔鬼用这个，然后让你提出行动。
It's why Paul warned us.
保罗也这样子提醒我们。
He said, "Don't let yourself become bitter."
不要有苦毒。
Because that bitter can turn to hate.
因为苦毒会转成恼恨。
When we become obsessed,
到后来就犯罪了。
Satan likes to obsess us.
那你知道，魔鬼最喜欢做这种手段，就这样子缠绕我们一个想法。
The last one, I'm afraid many of us have faced but didn't know what it was.
另外一个可能我们不是很理解。
We call it oppression.
那这个呢好像压制我们
It's a sense of being weighed down
把你压制
in our body or in our mind
不管身体也好或者情绪也好或想法也好好像把你压下去让你起不来
You see, Satan wants the children of God never to have the joy of the Lord
因为魔鬼撒旦最不喜欢看到神的儿女喜乐
Because the joy of the Lord is what gives us the strength and the power to witness and to be happy people and to show the spirit of God
因为神的儿女呢喜乐是我们的力量哈，其实我们的力量让我们有力量做见证那我们就可以彰显神所以魔鬼最不希望我们有喜乐
He takes some little things
所以他把一些小事情
Like Jesus said, don't worry. Because worry, the devil can use for a
purpose. 忧虑就是一个魔鬼可以压制我们的一个材料。
You begin to worry, and the more you worry, the more down you feel.
忧虑，一直忧虑，
the more depressed,
然后你的情绪就往下沉。
Maybe it
沮丧
gets even into the place that you're despair.
到后来你自己都好像快要瘫痪，都没办法了。
He works on us many ways to bring us this, to take the joy of the Lord from us.
这样的话就可以把你的那个原来应该有的喜乐就这样子就推出去了，我们就没有了。
So we see that God has ways, or Satan has ways,of getting into our hearts and lives.
所以我们就看到这几个例子，就看到说，啊，事实上魔鬼撒旦他是会找一些空隙来进入，来啊，要来啊攻击我们。
Let's take Judas Iscariot.
那我们来看一下犹大卖耶稣的犹大。
One night, maybe it was day and night, I don't know what. He went to the Pharisees and said, "What would you give me if I told you where?"
你知道犹大钱对他很重要，都在想钱，他就跑去法利赛人说，如果我把耶稣交给你，你可以给我多少钱？他听了那个价银的数量走了。
Now something had begun in his heart.
那是一个起始的一个想法。
The thoughts were being maneuvered.
那这个想法已经好像就在缠住他了。
It may have been he thought Jesus said he was going to be king and free us, but he's not seemingly going to do it.
或许他开始有一些负面的想法，说你看耶稣不是要复兴我们吗？那怎么现在都还没有做什么作为呢？
So I might as well get something out of this.
那我不如就利用这个机会赚一点钱。
But then he went back and he sat down to eat with them.
当他跟耶稣在跟门徒一起在吃的时候，
And Jesus finally said, after they had eaten and he dipped with the sop, Jesus said, go out and do what you're going to do quickly.
耶稣竟然说,
and the word of God
去做你要做的吧。
Then entered into Judas, surname Iscariot.
路加福音里面说, 撒旦进入, 那个时候, 那个时候进入犹大的心。
And Satan took over.
所以从那个时候开始魔鬼就做主了。
Sometimes we give little wedges and Satan takes.
有时候我们就是给一点地步，他就做主了。
But I think one of the most prominent ones is when we see Peter with Ananias and Sapphira.
一个我们很熟的彼得。
First, he said to it was Ananias that came. You see, different ones were selling their things and giving it to the group.And to the poor and to the group.
就是在使徒行传的时候，你知道啊，那个时候就是我们讲的共产啊，就是我有什么大家一起啊一起集起来分享，我有东西我卖来，大家一起来分享。
So Ananias and Sapphira was part of the church.
那么这个时候呢，这个亚拿尼亚他们的家也是属于教会的成员。
And they saw all the people doing this, and they thought that would be honorable.
那他们觉得说，哎，我们要有份。
Maybe they felt maybe people would look up to us. I don't know.
我们也很想跟他们一样卖掉，然后分享。
Came into his head.
他的想法里面有一个这样的想法。
And I believe it was Satan, just like he did David.
因为就像那个啊，大卫被撒旦激动一样。
You know that's a lot of money.
哦，这个卖起来很多钱，我的财产卖起来很多钱呢。
And another thought said, well, I can tell them I gave part of it.
那我就啊，其实他要给多少是他的主权，没有人要求他。可是他就说，我就把那个价钱呢，卖的价钱呢，讲少一点，那让他们以为我是全部给了。他就到使徒的面前。
Why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost？
在这里，彼得对他说：“你为什么让撒旦充满你的心来欺哄圣灵？”
So you see, he said, "Why have you let Satan fill your mind?"
为什么容许魔鬼来充满你的思想、你的心里面？
He gave a little opening.
你把门打开了。
And Satan filled him with.
撒旦魔鬼就不但进来，充满了他的心。
Anyway, we're going to understand that Satan himself is after us.
那我们要记得，魔鬼撒旦。是针对我们的，针对神所造的人。
So there are devices that we have to watch, and those are the things we must watch. We must watch our thoughts.
所以你的想法、思想，你要守住。
We must see how far we allow some of these things that's in us, like hate and jealousy, and these things, how far we let them go until Satan begins to use them.
这些负面的，比如说我们有那种嫉妒啦，我们有啊生气啦，这些的话都可能会滋生成。
Actually, his, and said, and marvel not, for Satan himself is transferred into an angel of light. He knows the word of God and confuses us if we don't have a solid belief.
我们如果没有一个很好的这个信心的根基，或者是信仰的知识根基的话，那么他有时候化妆成光明的天使，骗我们。
That's why we have different denominations that
major
on one thing.
的派别，有那么多的异端要来迷惑我们。
There's nothing more that Satan would like to get is to get you confused to the word of God.
他用各种手段。
That's why we must believe I know God is. I know Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. I know that He is King of glory.
所以我们
就 We must keep our doctrine and our teaching straight.
一定要有非常好的这个我们所相信，我之所以相信的原因的根基，我相信耶稣基督，他是我的救主，他是唯一我的啊这个拯救，这些我们都一定要站稳。
Paul had a wonderful experience. He went to the third heaven.
保罗有一个很美妙的经验，到了三层天。
He used the man in third place because he had learned.That he wasn't going to be proud.
那他在写描述这时候，他没有说我，他说有一个人，我知道有一个人曾经上了三重天。
Heard things that would never be heard here, would never be known.
他说呢，这个在三重天所看到、听到的是别人不了解的，就只有这个人可以经验到。
Now tell me how you would feel if you had a trip to heaven tonight.
如果你有一天呢去看一下天堂，比如说晚上去看一下天堂。
For number one, you feel pretty special.
那第一个你会觉得说
Not many people get a trip to heaven.
不是很多人都有这种机会耶，我很特别。
So actually, I must be pretty good.
所以我一定是那个被选上很好的人，才可以去上天堂看。
So now we see that he's come back to earth.
那现在从天堂回来了，这个就像这样啊，那个保罗从三层天回来了。
And after some experiences, he said this.
他这样讲。做一个结论。
Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that I got.
他得到一个很大的启示。
There was given to me a thorn in the flesh.
正因为有这么大的启示，他说神容许一根刺在我的身上。
The messenger of Satan to buffet me.
好，不让。
I should be exalted above measure.
因为有这样的经验，所以神容许这根刺是不让我过于自高。
There's sometimes that God allows Satan to test us.
有时候神也容许魔鬼来考验我们，对他来讲是试探我们，可是是被神的考验。
I prayed three times that this would be taken away, but it wasn't.
对于这根刺，保罗说我祷告了三次，一直我祷告了好久，好几次。
I have no idea.
神没有都没有拿走。
What that thorn in the flesh?
我不晓得这根刺是代表什么。
But I know God has given me a couple thorns.
但是我知道我自己倒是有好几根刺。
I know He's had to bring me down.
因为呢，他呢需要用这些刺让我谦卑。
He's had to show me.Through sickness many times.
借着我的病痛让我谦卑。
My friends, whatever God chooses for us,
不管神。
In the end, he said, for all things work together for good as we wait to see.
不管神的容许在你身上的刺是什么，神的目的是好的，是为了你的益处。因为凡事互相效力。
So I'm saying today,
有神有他的心意，容许那个刺在你的身上。
He said, God said, I overcome. We will be victorious.
我们会得胜的，放心。
There'll be a day when
he
will be thrown out of heaven. There'll be a day when he will be thrown.
神的话告诉我们，这个
never to bother
迷惑人的，这个撒谎的，这个恶势力呢，这些魔鬼撒旦，他是要被甩下去的，被关下去的。
So this morning,
所以不要怕。
I exhort you to know God.
今天早上我要激励你，一定要认识神。
I exhort you to know the enemy's tricks.
你一定要试透魔鬼的诡计。
I exhort you as the word of God said, and when you do all, just stand.
那我要激励你站立得稳，抵挡。
Sometimes I think we have to stand a lot and wait for God.
那我们在等神的时候，一面等是一面要站稳的，自己要站稳。
Abraham waited on God.
亚伯拉罕等神。
He waited 25 years for the promise of the child.
那等了25年才神应许的儿子实现。
He had learned how to wait on the Lord.
所以他就学到一个功课，怎么等候神。
Don't despair when it seems like God's not coming yet.
当时间还没有到。
Don't despair when things seem like they're...
请你不要失望。
Just keep yourself pure and
clean. 请你不要惊慌。
Keep yourself standing before God.
继续的站稳。
Keep fighting the enemy.
继续的试透魔鬼来抵挡他。
And one of these days we will be able to say like Paul,
有一天
I have fought a good fight.
我们可以像保罗这样说，我打了一个美好的仗。
And I lays down his life.
那我的生命是一个美好的生命。
But there's a crown of righteousness waiting me.
有一个生命的冠冕等着我要给我。
See, I can't understand that. That's because Satan's blinding your mind.
或许你说我不理解，那因为我们可能
也有蒙蔽。Ask God to take away that blind.
求神拿去我们的蒙蔽。
God bless you.
相信这些话语。
Shall we pray?
神赐福我们，我们一起祷告。
Father, we love our people.
天父，这是你所爱的，也是我们所爱的。
We have been praying that not one of them will ever go out without knowing.
我们向你祈求，没有任何一个人啊，到教会来。
And that you're rewarding of those who have faith in thee.
不认识你的。当我们这些有信心的人在你面前，帮助我们能够站稳来抵挡魔鬼。
Lord, we're sort of like the pawn in between.
我们实在是软弱的。
We don't understand it many times.
有时候我们是有限不能理解的。
But we accept it.
但是我们要说我们接受。
Help our people as they go, Lord.
当我们
keep them safe.
在生活当中的时候保守我们平安。
And keep them in the center of your will.
让我们把我们带到你这个旨意你的心意的中心，让我们很安全。
Amen.
祷告奉耶稣的名。Amen.